To the world of science now, and one man's idea to save the vanishing snows atop Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. The ice cap is projected to disappear perhaps as early as 2010, and the idea is protect the ice cap with tarps. That brainstorm is from geology professor Ewan Nisbet at Royal Holloway at the University of London. Nisbet is not just interested in saving the snows for Hemingway's sake, but also to preserve some 10,000 years' worth of information about Africa's climate that's contained in Kilimanjaro's ice. And Nisbet says tarps could be an easy short-term solution.
The ice caps of Kilimanjaro are, if you imagine, a big blob of ice with a very steep wall at the edge, 100-foot wall, and the dry winds and the sun are eroding it from the side. How do you stop that? Well, the simplest way is to hang something white that stops the wind and reflects the sunlight. Now, what's white and can do that, and it's also got to be quite strong, some sort of tarpaulin. It's the sort of cover you put in a landfill. Or here in the Commonwealth, it's what we do when we have cricket matches. We have a lot of men standing out there and it starts raining. So all of a sudden you get lots of little men running out with these tarpaulins and they haul them over the cricket pitch. It's quite easy to do. Some artists love wrapping things. I don't really see why, but I think Big Sur got wrapped, the Berlin Reichstag got wrapped.
You're thinking of Christo.
Yeah, exactly. Why if you can wrap that for the sake of art, why can't you wrap something extremely precious for the sake of science and the beauty of Africa?
This idea of draping a tarp over the top of part of Kilimanjaro sounds like a fanciful thing, but I take it you're quite serious about this.
Well, what I was really trying to do is get people to think of solutions. I'm not very bright, and lots of people think of better solutions. There's plenty of solar power up there, for instance, and you could make very cold air.
Is there another solution to snowmaking?
Well, with a small amount of water that you could pump up, you could actually put a bit of protective snow cover on the top. But I think the most important thing is to protect the ice cliffs.
Professor Nisbet, what is the long-term problem here? Why is this ice cap disappearing?
Well, we don't know. There's been quite a bit of work on it, and we still don't know. The easy explanation is it's global warming, and therefore we can blame George Bush and everyone can go home and forget about it. It's just going to go, and you weep some tears and that's it. But the temperature there is well below freezing, so it's probably not global warming. What seems to be happening is that this is a huge mountain with a tremendous belt of forest around the base. And when water falls on the mountain, it goes down to the forest, and then the forest then transpires it upwards. It comes back up as cloud and mist during the dry season, which then protects the ice cap on the top by protecting it by cloud from the sun, and also making the air moist so that the dry winds don't take the ice away. Over time, the forest has been progressively cut. It's now in very severe trouble. The whole mountain is drying out. Somehow you've got to restore that, and the restoration's got to begin with the restoration of the forest.
And you think if the snow or the ice on the top of Kilimanjaro were to completely disappear, that the mountain itself wouldn't have the same sort of allure for tourists?
I'm not an advertising executive, but you know about the snows of Kilimanjaro. If you go there and you say, "Where are the snows?" you look up. It's one of the symbols of Africa. You know, how can you value a cathedral in England? Why does George Bush go and visit the Queen? It's because of these marvellous symbols.
Well, Professor Nisbet, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure. Well, nice to talk to you.
Ewan Nisbet is Professor of Geology at Royal Holloway at the University of London, talking with us about his idea of saving the ice cap on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro with tarps.